the first one off the top of my head would be infrastructure. The infrastructure bill that was just passed, that was a bipartisan bill, but I think it was like 13 senators, 13 Republican senators were the bipartisan part of that. The rest of it was Democrat. This infrastructure bill should have been the easiest vote for any of them to make, because driving up, I live just outside of Carbondale, coming up 57, which is an interstate. There are sections of it that felt like old country road. You know, there's patchwork that needs, the whole thing needs to be resurfaced. I drove over to Lawrence County last month, and coming across 50. 50 is just, it's terrible. I went to Perry County, 51 North going out of DuCoin. That is probably the worst road I've ever been on in my life. It's horrible. So for somebody, for Mike Boss to vote against this bill, I just don't understand that. That vote against the infrastructure bill is a vote against Illinois, against Southern Illinois, because all of the jobs that it's going to create, all the jobs that it's going to keep, it's going to make lives better for everybody. It's going to fix our roads. It's going to fix our bridges. The bridge at Chester needed replaced 30 years ago. There are actually chunks missing to where rebars, where you can see the rebar on the bridge. And the bridges in Caro are the same way. And this is a prime example of how Congress shouldn't act. It was passed. It was a bipartisan bill, but it was only 13 senators that voted for it, I believe. No Republican in the House voted for it. And we're not going to be able to continue as a country if we keep that separation. And you know, if Mitch McConnell can vote for it, that's telling you something there.
Yeah.
You know, if Mitch McConnell says, okay, yeah, we need this, then I don't know. I, for the life of me, I don't know why Mike Boss voted against it.